All right, so new CDC provisional data shows that in 2025, the U.S. death rate fell to a record low, under 690 deaths per 100,000 people. It's a 4.6% decline from 2024. It's the lowest ever recorded in the country. Why is that? Well, let's talk about it. Arlene Geronimus is a professor of health and behavior and health equity at the School of Public Health at the University of Michigan and joins us. Professor, it's good to have you.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So this is provisional data, which is important to mention here. And this is all great news, but why? Why are we seeing such a precipitous drop here?
Well, I'm not sure we are, is the answer. And I'm sorry to douse cold water on what should be very good news. And if it holds up, it will be good news. But there's a variety of reasons to think this particular report could be being interpreted in a misleading way. The first one is they're comparing it just to 1 year. They're comparing 2 years. And we've studied mortality rates in the country over the last 40 years. And what you really have to see is not year-to-year differences, but you need to see trends. So if this continues, that would be good news, but it's not good news yet. Also, they say they use different methodologies in 2024 and 2025, but they don't give details. And so it's possible that there is no difference, or that the difference even goes in the other direction until we know what those different methodologies. We don't know if we're comparing apples to oranges. I think it's more likely we're comparing Granny Smith apples to Macintosh apples, but they're not exactly the same, so you really can't make statements. But what I would stress the most is that these are overall rates, and what we've seen in the country over the last, say, 20 years is that some Americans are experiencing increasing longevity, and others are experiencing either stagnation or even losing years of life compared to the past. So until they break this down by, metropolitan versus rural, by especially socioeconomic status, income, education, we can't be sure whether this is just another expression of some of the very big inequities we have in the country in terms of income, in terms of wealth, in terms of access to health care. We've seen especially working class white Americans have been seeing their mortality rates go up, not down. And there's no way to see in this data whether that's still happening or not. So I think people need to, as much as it would be wonderful if this turned out to be an accurate reporting or interpretation of the statistics, I think we have to exercise caution. And the last part is, while it will be wonderful if the U.S. does better than it's done before, it's so far behind other wealthy countries and even middle-income countries in some cases in terms of our death rate. So it's a little too early to party.
Professor, when people hear record low death rate, I think many may assume that Americans are healthier than ever. Is that the right conclusion, or is the story a little bit more complicated?
The story's definitely more complicated. There's no evidence we're healthier, or that on average or across the board healthier. Again, we have some people who have, access to all the resources they need, to all the clean air and environmental help they need, to medical care that's, as good as any in the world, if not better. And then there are others who have barriers to all of those things and are lacking resources. And those resources also are being taken away, some Medicaid cuts. Closing of rural hospitals is a huge problem. Mm-hmm. So people in certain pockets of the country, I would be surprised to find that their longevity has increased or that their mortality rate has decreased if we could break them out from the other people. So I think this is giving us a little bit of, or maybe not even a little bit, it's hard to know whether it's a little bit or a very big misleading impression.
Well, some of the good news, though, again, in this preliminary report is that they show less suicide deaths. They show less overdose deaths. So those things where maybe something could be prevented that's outside of the physical healthcare system, that they that we're seeing good trends there.
Yeah, I hope that, yes, I don't want to suggest there's no good trends in this or nothing to be happy about here. But at the same time, these are provisional data. And you could turn that around a little and just say that we've lost so many people in the last, say, 5 years to COVID and or even 10 years to the opioid epidemic, that part of this may just be that we've, you know, there's not people left to die from.
Right. We've returned to the median.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would be very cautious and certainly not read this as we're definitely going in the right directions or doing the right things or it's going to keep getting better. That remains to be seen. And my guess is, knowing the major drivers in general of deaths, I mean, the cancer rates and the cardiovascular disease rates, they are still the number one and two causes of death by a very huge margin. And we're not seeing any reason to believe those would go down. People, you know, a lot of access to healthcare has been cut, access to information, vaccines. Mm-hmm. People's lives are actually more stressful now, and that often is a precursor.
That can't be true, Professor.
Yes, I'm sorry to say. I'm really truly sorry to say.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And the report did say that there were certainly some limitations to those findings. Hopefully we are comparing Granny Smiths to Granny Smiths, and it is going to be good news on the other side. Professor Arlene Geronimus, thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. And the report did say some of those limitations, the provisional data, the timelines of death certificate submissions, race categories may have been misclassified, the methodology of the population. So there are some shortcomings.
There's some shortcomings, but, you know, we'll see. We'll just keep an eye on it.
An effort to stop bipartisan trading. Music to my ears. It's next, the JR Morning.